We continue to share in Sichai Saran, the wise sayings of Abinazel, the Anawan, paragraph Lamed Beis 32. This is the first of a series of paragraphs that deal with the major topic, noted by Abinazel, the most important topic of all, above all else. Those who have studied the writings of Abinazel, especially Abinazel, will know that this topic has more pages spent on it than any other topic of any of the sayings or tzedes in Abinazel. The topic is shitos, simply emuna, simple faith. Abinazel stresses here his opening remarks the fact that a person, every Jew should strengthen himself with all his power, all his might, strengthen himself with emuna, faith in Hashem. We're speaking now purely about simple faith in Hashem. Faith that Hashem, there is a Hashem, and Hashem created the world, and Hashem governs the actions of the world. And this seems like a very trivial item. Seems like a very childish item. Surely we are advanced beyond that stage where we have to speak about simple faith. That's for children. Abinazel says, the fact is that the more advanced the person is intellectually, the more he tends, the more he turns to Hakita, the study of philosophy. They go into depth to think about, to discuss questions about faith, to philosophize. Well, this is something that actually causes his faith to deteriorate, causes harm to it. A person must have very simple faith, and not to allow any thoughts of philosophy, or not to allow himself to read books on philosophy. Now, there are those who advocate the study of philosophy so that you know how to answer them, you know the other side of the coin, know what others think about. The fact is that it's very unhealthy, it's very poisonous for a person to go into the other side. It better to be uneducated as far as they're concerned, but not to know about their thoughts and their theories, because, as we mentioned in the Gemara Shir, the Akiva says that just the study of philosophy alone, even if you don't believe in it, is enough. Rabbi Akiva, the greatest of all the Tanoim, states, a person who studies philosophy, just by studying it alone, removes his chance of ever getting into Gan Eden. Ever. Person is spiritually wiped out. Now, it is true that the Chachamim, other rabbis dispute this, but only a fool would risk jeopardizing himself when one as great as Rabbi Akiva holds, has this contention. Rabbi Akiva is not alone. Again, we say that Abinazel, who is a Pesach, who has the authority of deciding law, Abinazel decides like Rabbi Akiva. He sides with Rabbi Akiva and states that a person who reads books on philosophy has acquired for himself a one-way, no-return ticket to Gehenna. It's a point of no return. There practically never occurs a case where a person studies philosophy and comes out unscathed. Either he drops to a great degree in emunah and faith, or he loses his faith completely. But certainly, nobody can gain in faith from reading these books of the philosophy. Now, again, speaking about these questions of faith, Abinazel says that it would appear on the surface that the average person is very distant from philosophy. The average person is one who fears Hashem, believes in Hashem, lives a life of faith. In truth, though, the Abinazel says in truth, this is fact, and if you want to think about it, you'll realize it. If not, then you can take this as fact. Rest assured, it is fact. That every one of them, all these people, the average people, great and small, learned and ordinary, are all mixed into this topic somehow, because every one of them, even without learning philosophy at all, never heard of the topic of philosophy, does at times, some many times, have thoughts in their mind, a course through their mind, thoughts about belief in Hashem, about the belief in general, questions that occur come to their mind, and that in certain points they are weak. What is the etza? What is the advice? A person should be strong, ignore these questions, and very simply, without being smart and going into depth, very simply, as in plain, the simplest, ordinary, most ordinary person, believe in Hashem firmly, without question, believe in tzaddikim, and the most healthy item, of course, is what is known as blind faith. Blind faith is scorned by many intellectuals. Blind faith is the most admirable trait a person can acquire in this life, because afterwards, a person has blind faith and he comes to the heavenly court, that's where his crown shines forth. The Bina says, if a person does have the slightest doubts because he has heard questions from these philosophy books or from these deep thinkers, there are any questions in doubt about one of the axioms of faith that we have, just consider the fact that we did have Moshe Rabbeinu, Ol HaShalom, the other great tzaddikim, and all these great tzaddikim who taught us faith in Hashem, faith in the Torah. Surely they were so great and so pure that if there's a question on whom to rely, on them or on others, or Havdil, other types, surely it's simple logic. Relying on Moshe Rabbeinu, relying on the great tzaddikim, the Tanoim, the Amoraim, tzaddikim of the past, this beautiful lineage, this golden chain that we have going back till Har Sinai, till the Avos HaKadoshim, we're all simply Baalei Emunah. Behem in Hashem, says Avraham. He believed in Hashem, period. Period. So why not better trust in them? Rely upon them, even if a person has questions. You can answer these questions, good. Without answering it, rely at least they can know what they were doing. They have given us an inheritance, gems, that would certainly pay for us to follow without questioning any further. Then it all says that what people would call blind faith, or what some would call dumb faith, dumb means unintelligent. Dumb means illiterate. The opposite of wisdom, unwise. Then it all says that the mistake is, the fact is, that from this Emunah Pshuta, this very, very simple faith, childish type of faith, a person can leap over all the intermediate levels, all the spheres, all the spheres. They go right from the lowest rung, the Emunah Pshuta, to Chochmah, they crown the Keser of all spheres. And above the crown, is what is known as Ratzon. Ratzon is the meaning, the desire. A person's desire burns within him to get close to Hashem, that he becomes so inflamed and with enthusiasm, desire to Hashem, that he actually merges with the Shekhinah, becomes part of the Spirit of Hashem. His soul merges with the Shekhinah itself. This Ratzon, he's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, who stands between the opposite side of the fence, the lack of faith, which is Shmad Chas V'Shalom, which is Gematria 344, Moshe Rabbeinu is 345, Moshe 345. And then above, higher is Ratzon, 346. This is what the Gemara says, that when Ben Azai spoke about Rabbi Akiva, when he said that the greatest tzaddik alive of all time, equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Chachmei Yisrael, Adonik and Klipas Hashum, they are so small, Klipa, Klipa means it's the rain. Who is the real inside, the Pnimi, the Shum itself? That's Rabbi Akiva. Shum is Ratzon. The Gemati Ratzon. It's above the highest step. This is what the Vinyl says. A person with that simple faith, all it is that faith that I believe in the Sadiq and Mitin, I believe in it, Hashem, without question, a person can rise from that without going through any intellectual studies, rise right to the peak of wisdom and the Ratzon. There, of course, there is, after all, a Yetzirah, an evil power, an evil being that was created in heaven and injected into the heart of every person. You cannot live in this world the same as angels live in heaven. They have no Yetzirah, no evil inclination. Human beings have this Yetzirah, evil inclination. They are born with it, created with it, but they also are created with a good side, a power to overcome this heavenly being? How can a human, flesh and blood, overcome the heavenly being, which is heavenly fire? But for this, how does a person drive out, expel this evil spirit from within himself? How does he exorcise this evil spirit, the Yetzer Hara, this fiery angel? For this, the Bidinel says there is a key. That key is that if a person feels, a person knows, that he was born with this weakness, born with this weakness of evil. And what is the primary goal of this Yetzer Hara, this evil spirit? To weaken the heart of a person, weaken his faith, to draw him away from faith, make him fall. How many Jews are there, Achmon Litzlan, who lose their faith and lose their religion? They turn away. Is there a shortage, Chas HaShalom, of Jews on the Chalas Shabbos? Actually violate the Shabbos, which means that they do not believe in Hashem at all. Many of those says, what is the key? What is the key to, how do you battle a Satan? Can you get yourself a fiery sword and slay him? What if physically or even in willpower a person is weak? How do you combat this fiery angel? Yeah, Abinadar reveals a key that every person can use. This key is that a person should simply think it over, realize the fact that after all, you admit that you're falling, you're slipping, you're weak, you're weakening. What are you doing? Hashem created you. Hashem gave you life. Hashem gave you the opportunity to serve Him with true faith. And you dare to turn away from Hashem. You dare to have doubts in Hashem. If you think about it carefully, you're going to feel very much embarrassed. A sense of shame. How can I do this to Hashem? How can I turn away from my Creator who gave me life, who gave me the chance to go through life with an ultimate goal of getting to eternal life in Gan Eden? And for this, I repay with doubts, I repay with questions, I dare to question Hashem's motives or Hashem's ideals. With this kind of busha, a person can acquire true faith, because true faith means fear of Hashem. True fear, that means fear in the sense of respect. Yiras Hashem, and even Yiras Ha'ibus, fear of the awe of Hashem's greatness. This, many of those things we find in the Kun Isaiah. Kun Isaiah says, Hashem created the world. Hashem created the evil too. Hashem created first the weapon against it. And the first word, meditated, Bereshis, bodily kim. Hashem created Bereshis. Bereshis are the two words, Yoreh, Bereshis. Yoreh, fear, respect. Bereshis, embarrassment. The person who possesses this embarrassment, Bereshis, can then drive away the conflict within him. He goes from Bishas, the word becomes Shabbos. Shabbos, Menucha, rest, peace of mind, no longer this inner turmoil or conflict in his heart. But no, this sense of shame with which he can actually drive out, expel this evil spirit. Bidinel says, secondly, a person should know, these people who boast about being such advanced intellectuals, went to these questions, deep thinking, sophistication. Fact is that just as we find that the poorest person who sits at the Shabbos table, if he is a Shomer Shabbos, he is truly a Shabbos observer. He sits at the Shabbos table and he enjoys a meal that the wealthiest person, no member of royalty, can ever enjoy a meal like that. Taste the spice that is found in the Shabbos food. Can never be found in any palace, anywheres. Poorest person. Why? Because he has the true faith, Shabbos. So a person then who has this faith, as poor as he is in essence wealthier than the richest person in the world, the mightiest emperor. Binadal says then, if you have a Muna Shlemu, complete the Muna, then note that not only are you assured, you know, that you have an eternal future ahead of you, but even your life on earth is much more pleasant, because factually, nobody can avoid suffering in this life. Nobody. There's nobody that's that rich and that healthy that perfect go through a whole lifetime without some kind of worry or sickness or nagging interests in life that spoil, that bar the smoothness of living. Every single person has something that comes up. Everyone, the vast majority, suffer a lot. The vast majority never have one single day that goes through perfectly. If they're rich, they have problems with business, problems with their real estate holdings, with stocks. Multimillionaire one day has a stock fall, and he's lost a lot of money, though he still retains his wealth. He has more worries about it, loses more hair over it than the person who has got these problems. He has no stocks, he has no bonds, he has nothing Bailey, because he doesn't have any money to fail. Another person who doesn't have this has health problems. Third person whose health is fine, his business is perfect, his income is steady, no problem. He's got children who make his life miserable. There's no nachas. Each one has some kind of a dark cloud in his life where he can testify to the fact there's no such thing as a pleasant life on this earth, in this world. This world, Abinadol says, is actually the real Gehenna. And so therefore, imagine then that not only does a person with faith have what to look forward to in El Naba, the future world, but even during his life here, how different is the life of a person with Emunah. Because if any Yisurim, any suffering comes to him, he's happy about it. He enjoys it. He enjoys the fact, knowing where this came from, knowing that this means something for his benefit. If he has Yisurim, he knows that definitely this is in order to erase the sins he committed, and in the future, forever afterwards, he will have his record clear of these sins, which are erased by this Yisurim. Or in general, he has faith. His faith tells him, person has Yisurim, different kinds of misfortunes befall him. I believe in Hashem, that Hashem will remove this misfortune, and Hashem will help to cure this illness, to bring me to a happier frame of mind. This alone makes a person feel better, much better, with this faith. Imagine a person that does not have faith. He cannot look forward to the future world because as far as he's concerned, he just goes to the grave ruts. There's no future world for him. So he's got to make the best of this short life. Live while you can. If he has Yisurim, imagine how bitter his life is then. What can he hope for? Without faith, what can he think of? This is for his benefit or what? There'll be suffering here and then suffering there. So that without faith, even Elam Hazeh, even life here is bitter. Even life here is an empty vacuum. So Emunah Pshuta is good for a person in Elam Hazeh and in Elam Haba. Now, the Bible says there are certain neshamas. If we can learn from them, certain souls, certain people, on the contrary, they are born pure. They're born with a purity, could be inherited to a degree. They are born kosher. Now, how that's possible, of course, we know. The Gemara tells us. You have kosher parents. The parents live in purity. If they observe the laws of Midah meticulously, automatically there is given to them, that the child that is born, there is given a neshama that's holy, pure. Or many other reasons that mitzvahs that a person can do through which he is zechut to have good children. So these children, these neshamas are born in purity, and added to it, they do not do anything to defile it. They live a good religious life. These people never have any problems with thoughts of kafira, atheism, disbelief. Never occurs to them. To them, it's an impossibility. They cannot understand, they cannot conceive how anybody could have questions of faith. And, of course, the truth is that they are right. Truth is that any questions a person has about faith really is no question at all. In all cases, the person had a clear, lucid mind, he'd realize that any question about faith is not a question, because always that question is answered automatically if you have faith. The Mishnah gives a mashal, an example, how childish the minds of these people are who go around with questions bothering them. When you ask a child, when a window is broken, you tell a child that a window is broken, window pane was broken, and you ask him, since this window pane is broken, what do you do about it? They take the window pane from the second window, remove that, and put it into this first window that was just broken. So you ask a child, what's the use of taking the second window pane out? Why do they do that? You want to avoid having a bird fly through the window, but it'll now fly through the second window, which has no pane. Why do they take the pane from the second window and fill a first one, the first opening, if it accomplishes nothing? You did it to stop the bird from flying through the first window. Now there's an opening in the second window, the bird will fly through that. You ask a child this question, and of course he is stumped. Very solid question. The answer, of course, is in the question itself. The answer is obvious. Same as in all these questions about Krita, ask questions about faith, those questions have no substance at all. The question itself is the answer. The answer is in the question. The same as here, you ask, why did they take this pain for the second window to fill the first? Naturally, dummy, they didn't take the second pain because there's no sense to it. And this whole question couldn't even come up. Why did they take it? They didn't take it because of that very same point. So here, too, the questions you'll ask about faith are no questions at all because the answer is right there in the question. So this, of course, is all due in truth, not to advanced mentality, but to a very juvenile, a very infantile sense of mind where they think they're advanced. In fact, they leave the true sense, true wisdom, by leaving faith and going into these questions of Hakita, philosophy, and so on. Key, therefore, Abinadal says, is to strengthen oneself, pure faith, Sadik Demonasa Yachya. A person can live, really live forever, if he has this pure faith, this pure unquestioning faith.